Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Nerd Watch Podcast here at the amazing Hawaii Comic Con. Day three. We're here amongst the crowd of conventioners. Very exciting stuff. As you can hear, there's even an overhead intercom above us. But that's not going to stop us from talking about what's happening here today at the one and only amazing Hawaii Comic Con. We've got a myriad of artists to talk about here. And one in particular that we got to talk about, or who's going to get a chance to talk to, is Roy Chang. He is an amazing comic book artist and a comic book writer, and I'm going to have him introduce himself. So, Roy, how are you doing, sir?
Oh, I'm doing fine. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, well, listen, I appreciate you coming on the show. Roy, why don't you tell everybody a little bit about the comic that you're displaying here at the Amazing Hawaii Comic Con?
Well, okay, I came here last year with my first comic. Originally, I had a chapter novel called Casey and Kara and the Curse of the Key.
Right.
My first book that I premiered last year was Highball and Pepe, and I brought them back.
Right.
So Highball and Pepe is sort of like a steampunk adventure set in the late 1800s, and it has the same fun and style that you might recall from the old Wild Wild West series. Please forget the Will Smith movie. But yeah.
Gotcha.
So what I do is I like to write in prose. So if you're looking for speech bubbles panels, you're not going to see it. It's almost like reading a book, but then if you look on the other side of the page,
right,
it's like looking at full-on graphic novels.
Really?
Images.
Wow.
And so that's my style. That's my voice. And so it kind of works both left and right brain readers. But what I do in this book is, besides having the fun and adventure, I also wanted to tell a real story. So readers are going to get to know the historical story about a real-life person. Her name is Donaldina Cameron. And what she did was, in her time, rescue over 3,000 Chinese girls from slavery in Chinatown, San Francisco.
Wow.
And so I share her story, crossing it with the adventure of Highball and Pepe. So they kind of join forces. So I get to educate as well as entertain. Because I think comics are a great medium to not just entertain readers, but you can use that to teach about maybe a social issue or to bring awareness in something and cause discussion and address things in the culture, too.
Absolutely. Comic books have always been a great mediator for that kind of message.
Yes.
My famous story, of course, is when I was a kid growing up, reading books from Denny O'Neill and Adams about when Green Lantern and Green Arrow would hook up and they were trying to get Speedy off of drugs.
Right.
You know, things like that. And so social issues with, like, the X-Men, the prejudice that they
use.
For
yes.
It's a very good medium for that. And and I really enjoyed comics being able to has done that from the beginning. They were doing that way before our movies were and things like that. So it's really cool that you give an outlet to not just entertain, but also to give a message.
And I think so. What I did at this con is I premiered another one. It's called Aloha Pepe, based on my cartoon character, real-life mascot, if you want to call it that. Pepe, if you read Midweek, you might see him in my editorial cartoons. But in Aloha Pepe, I do shorts, comic strips, kind of like in the style of Mad Magazine. But there are some, what we talked about, issues.
Sure.
Some things could be something so commonly overlooked, such as leaving your dog in a hot car. I address that in a humorous way. There's also a serious topic where I talk about puppy mills and what's going on in that industry.
Right.
So I actually shared it out to some organizations that try to work to end puppy mills, and they just latched onto it. They enjoyed it. They just were so appreciative that somebody's bringing this kind of awareness to in a comic book format. So like what you were saying,
right,
you know, here's a way that most people might not really read the newspaper or follow the news, but
right,
they'll pick up a comic book.
Yes,
and
they will.
That's a great way to get their kids, especially.
Absolutely. Yeah. Now, why don't we talk a little bit about your origins?
Okay.
What inspired you to draw and to write your comic, number one? And number two, I guess more importantly, this is where we should start. Were you one of those that were drawing when you were young? Were you doing that as a kid, or was this something that you found later in life?
Oh, I picked up drawing really early in life. I remember sitting in church as a little kid, really bored, and I was drawing pictures on one of the pew cards. And after service, I don't remember this, but a woman gave me 25 cents for the drawing. So I think I started my career back then. But I went on to get my illustration degree, so maybe that's the calling right there, from San Francisco. Today, I'm an art educator. I work with middle school students. And I've also wanted to be creative outside of teaching. And one thing I inspire my kids to do is keep learning outside of the class. And so don't just teach it, but do it as well, and you can do it by example. So writing Casey and Kara was a long time, but it was a learning process. And so even today, it's a learning process. I don't think you should ever feel like I made it, I learned enough, because you look around this incredible con, there's so much you can be inspired from, to learn from. Like I said at a panel yesterday, it's really not a competition. And my friend Sam said once, when the tide rises, that's when all the ships rise up and can sail.
Right.
And so this is a time when, you know, everybody can see, like, the tide is rising here in Hawaii, you know, and you can see the cons, the fandom, the comics. And so I think it's a great time for creators, people who want to try something, to just get out there. I mean, social media can let you get your word out, unlike waiting for a publicity person back in my college days.
Right, of course. Yeah. And so it's very, well, and just the medium that we're using now.
Right, podcasting.
It's an amazing medium that millions of people have really latched onto. And it's one of those things where, you know, that's the one thing. For as much as the internet can become a hindrance, it's also one of the last bastions of the free market that works. You know, it's one place where no one can get hindered from anybody else. They can speak their mind and get their word out. And, you know, it's nice that we're bringing light to those, especially here. Without it, we wouldn't know that there would be so many wonderful local comic book artists. And, of course, that leads right into working with the Hawaii Comic Book Alliance. Yeah. We're working alongside those guys. What's it like working with those guys, and how'd you get involved?
Well, I found out about it because I guess I saw a post about it, and I thought this is before the Comic-Con last year. So.
Right.
So I thought, well, I'll join it, and I didn't feel legitimate because I don't have a traditional comic book. And so that's why I did Highball and Pepe, to say I do have a traditional comic book at my table.
Sure.
So that was my inspiration. And I guess after doing that, the response and learning from other people and seeing how it's done, it's been wonderful. I've been welcomed into having it carried at a comic book store. And also, too, my story, which takes place in San Francisco, the actual location, the actual organization, they loved it. And I asked their permission, could I tell her story? The person that I use in my story.
Sure.
And so I got to go there, meet them. They use the books for their events, too. And I think it's a great bridge because, like, we're talking about the internet. Just on Facebook, you know, being a steampunk theme, there's a national steampunk exhibit that's going to be opened up this summer in Hershey, Pennsylvania, at this Antique Automobile Club of America. Well, I entered the comic book, the art. And after a few questions and some rounds, they said, hey, you know what, we're going to put you in the show. And so Hawaii, check this out, Hawaii, this is my first comic book, Hawaii is going to be represented in a national steampunk exhibit.
That
as
is
a comic
amazing.
Book.
Yeah. Fantastic.
So
congratulations.
It just, thank you. It just shows that, one, you know, you don't take a first step, you can't really go on that journey. And
yeah.
That's a key thing, I think. Yeah.
And I think that's what's interesting about the local people here, yourself and all of your compatriots in the Hawaii Comic Book Alliance, and even doing this podcast, unless you step on and do it, you're not going to know what's out there. We, you know, it's one of those things where you would never, if you had not written your comic book, you would never have known the support that you get from the Hawaii Comic Book Alliance, which is really cool.
Right.
And of course, Sam Campos is the guy who's kind of, he's like the godfather.
Yeah, I've heard that term.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So it's really neat. Now, is Pepe is he more of a is he a serial style comic, or is he once every few months? How does his
Pepe
issues come
is
out?
This interesting character. He came about because I do a cartooning social club at my school, and we wanted a mascot. And I remember,
by the way, Pepe is with us today.
Yeah, Pepe's right here. He was singing the song of his people.
Okay, good.
But he became like a mascot based on a real friend's chihuahua. Sadly, that chihuahua, the real Pepe, crossed over this past February. So she, the owner, Mama, came and picked up the book, and she was just floored by it. And I think that's the key thing. When the person who inspired it gives their approval, that means everything. Like with Highball and Pepe, when Donald Dina Cameron House says, thank you for sharing her story. And when my friend Sachiko says, wow, thank you for keeping Pepe's memory alive. You know, that to me means everything. When know, like, you're not just doing something because it's fun to do, but somebody that was your inspiration says, hey, you know what, you got their seal, and I think that means a lot.
Fantastic. Yeah. So let us know, for those people that don't have an opportunity to be able to come to the con or read your comic and are listening around the world, What is special about Pepe? Does he have any superpowers? What's his deal?
Well, if you look at the cover, he's flying right. with his blue cape over
right.
Diamond Head.
Okay.
But in the comic book, he's actually divided into short strip comics from adventures about, he's educating you about certain things that you are seeing in Korean dramas. let's see, how to work out. And so it's all these gags, because Pepe is always greeting people as different characters. So he becomes whoever he wants. Somebody asked me, how is Pepe in the 1800s as a secret agent, and he's here today? Is he a Time Lord? I said, like, Pepe can be whatever he wants to be, okay?
Right.
So I guess, you know, that's the beauty about when you're doing art. You know,
gotcha.
There's no through line.
A dog, there's dogs in 1800s, right. there's dogs in 2016.
Yeah, maybe that's his great-great-great-grandpappy. I don't know.
Or Grand Pepe. Yeah. Got it. So, Roy, how long do you expect to stick with Pepe? I mean, is this going to be a lifelong project for you?
I would like to continue. I mean, like, he brings love to the world, and that's why it's called Aloha Pepe. And he just brings people happy whenever I do these birthday greetings with Pepe, greeting them in a crazy cartoon. He brings smiles when I bring him out, and people actually go up and start talking to him, which is the most coolest thing. They'll pet him. They want to take a selfie with Pepe. They ask, "Where's Pepe?" You know.
Yeah.
And
right.
So, you know, and Pepe, and people would ask me, "Is Pepe real?"
Yeah.
And
then
to a point, and I'll smile and says, "Yes, he's real. He's real to all of us." Okay. So, but yeah, it's almost like, you know, everybody just is in on the act per se.
Sure.
And they just embrace it, and I think that's the coolest thing, you know. And I never thought about doing a comic book. I did a gag as a mini comic book.
Sure, sure.
And I thought, you know what, to do this, I might as well give him his own comic book, since he's just got such an interesting undercurrent of following. Might as well give it to him. And the feedback has been pretty good. They're like, hey, look, the guy's got his own comic book now. You know?
So, Roy, yes. Where can everybody, if they can't make it to the con,
yes,
because this is the last day,
yes,
where can they pick up a copy of Aloha Pepe?
Boy, I tell you what, you can pick up my stuff, and I got in trouble saying this one time at a panel, but you can pick up my stuff anytime behind my backseat of my car. but then I'll tell you right now. Okay, I'm learning, and people just go to my Facebook pages, and every character has a Facebook page. So Case and Kiara, Highball and Pepe, Aloha Pepe. And if they just message me, they can talk about how to mail it to them and the price. I'm looking into like things like, do I need to set up a PayPal account? Do I open up a store? But to be honest with you, if a store can carry it, I'd rather sell it to a store, because that way the customer can go and support locally here.
Absolutely.
Local business, yeah.
And what's interesting is that I work alongside Maui Comics and
okay.
Collectibles. They're an amazing group of guys. What's funny is that it's not even funny. I was talking about this on the other podcast I was doing. It's not like we have a Sears-branded comic
yes.
book store.
Yes.
So it's nice that it's all local business.
Right.
And local business loves supporting local,
yes.
Local people that are doing the work, be it art, be it whatever it is, mm-hmm. comic books, they're more than happy to put it in the stores, and I know that they'd be more than happy to have your comic there for sure.
Well, thank
so,
you.
So Roy, we can. Your Facebook is Roy Chang.
Roy Chang, and if they go to again Aloha Pepe on Facebook, Highball and Pepe, and then Casey and Kiara and The Curse of the Key. And just so you know, I am working on sequels for everything. So
fantastic.
Yeah, I want to keep them going.
How many issues are we in per book here?
Okay, so Aloha Pepe is the first one.
Uh-huh.
And I want to get the second one out in by July. And I'm doing second Highball and Pepe, which takes place in New Orleans. And it's going to involve a vampire who's out there killing crime lords. So they got to somehow get involved with that. And I also want to do a third one, where I actually can tell real history, where I'm going to bring Hawaii into the story.
Oh, fantastic.
So I can address some things that nobody might have not known about Hawaii in the 1800s.
Interesting. Yeah. So I'm just wondering how a dog that has a blue cape that flies over Diamond Head is going to get to New Orleans.
Yeah. Well, that's the beauty of it, and it just keeps me on my toes, because in Highball and Pepe, they have a train, a solar train.
Oh, very cool.
So I'm trying to break traditions here with steampunk. So if you look at the cover, the boiler, or the big tank mm-hmm. that you see in the front of a train, is made out of indestructible glass that glows.
Right.
It's solar powered, so it takes in the heat
right.
to boil the water to create the steam. So there's no coal.
Oh, wow.
And so everything's high-tech inside. And that way it's just them traveling, and there's no crew with them. So they can actually go and to the front of the train, go back to the compartments, and get to their secret vehicles that they need to fight crime.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. So right now, we currently, Roy Chang has Highball and Pepe and Aloha Pepe out right now, correct?
Yes.
Fantastic. And what's that third one you were talking about, Kiara and...
Casey and Kiara is my first chapter novel, and so it is a novel.
Oh, wow.
It's done like a chapter book, and so it's got manga-style illustrations, and so it's been, you know, very well received,
sure.
Very well credited, and it kind of broke early rules with having female characters, because the lead character is a girl with another girl. The two goddesses, I bring Pele and Hiyaka.
Uh-huh.
It takes place on Hawaii Island,
sure.
In Kilauea, and also the main villain is a female. So when it was reviewed, a lot of people looked at it and said, "Boy, this actually breaks a lot of tradition here to have so much strong female characters." And so as Hanul Book Blog said, "Wow, total girl power in this one." And
great.
To see a lot of young girls, teenagers, or even adults come up to me at rallies, book events, say, "Oh, they loved the book.
Yeah.
Oh, they loved it." And it made me feel good. Because if you look today now, what's pop culture? Well, you got Black Widow.
Sure.
You got Hunger Games. So,
right, absolutely.
And I was doing this story, you know, longer than that. You know, working
for sure.
On it. So it kind of like helped me to realize that, yeah, you know, it's okay to break normal stereotypes in storytelling.
Right. Are you still doing periodical strips in periodicals now, or
what I do is I do midweek. If you get midweek, I'll do editorial cartoons, and you'll see little Pepe in the corner making his snarky remarks about the news. So he's not welcome at the state capitol, by the way.
Nice.
Yeah.
So, but we can still see your work in there.
We will still see the work there, yes.
Fantastic. Yeah. Well, Roy, listen, thank you so much for stopping by the booth. Thank you so much for being on the show. We can't wait to support you. Go to Roy Chang on Facebook. You can go to Pepe on Facebook
Aloha
as well.
Pepe.
Aloha Pepe. Highball and Pepe as well. And, of course, Casey and Kiara.
Casey and Kiara and the Curse of the Ki'i.
Wow, that is amazing. Well, Roy, it sounds like you got your hands full.
Oh, boy, yes, thank you.
Yeah. Well, listen, Roy, thank you so much for stopping by the booth. We can't wait to talk to you. We'll see you at the next con, my friend.
Awesome.
And we thank you so much for being here, and we appreciate you. And that's what we have you on the show to support you, to make sure everybody knows that you're out there here in the islands
awesome.
As well, which is amazing. Listen, guys, if you're listening on the show, we've got more interviews coming up right here live from Amazing Hawaii Comic Con right here in Honolulu. So stay tuned, Nerd Watch fans. We'll be back very shortly. Aloha.